There you are using Microsoft Word, just typing happily along, when suddenly all that stuff at the top of the page just disappears. How did it happen? What do you do now? Everyone panic!
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Okay, you know the solution is not to panic. Just about anything on the computer is fixable. Actually, the only time you should ever panic is when someone tells you, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. Other than that, you're probably going to be able to work it out. But before we get to that, let me introduce myself. I am Scott Johnson, and this is the Computer Tutor Podcast. I do computer repair and personal computer instruction for clients all over the country and even a few that are outside the U.S. If you want computer solutions that are complicated and hard to follow, you might as well hit the stop button right now. Oh, you're still here. That's good. The stuff we talk about on this podcast is to make it easier to use your computer. That's what we all want, right? Okay, now let's talk about this little situation that comes up sometimes in Microsoft Word. You know how when you're editing a Word document, most of the time there's a row across the top that has all of the editing tools. It's where you can change the font or the page layout or any of those things that let you make the Word document look just the way you want it to look. Well, that row of tools is called the ribbon. Well, sometimes you can be using a Word document and everything's going along fine when all of a sudden you look up at the screen and it looks different. You know, like something's missing. And something is missing. The ribbon is just gone. You no longer see any of those editing tools. If this happens to one of my clients, this is usually the time when I get a phone call or an email with the subject line HELP in all capital letters. And in most cases, at some point in the conversation, I'll hear the phrase, I don't know how it happened. I didn't do that. Well, I don't want to carelessly assign guilt to anyone, but actually you did do that. I know it wasn't intentional, and I know you didn't plan on making that ribbon disappear, but the computer doesn't do something like that on its own, even though it seems like it does sometimes. What happened is you accidentally hit a particular key combination on the keyboard. If you look in the lower left corner of the keyboard, you'll see the control key. In the upper left area, you'll see the F1 key. When you hold down control and tap F1 in Microsoft Word, that's the keyboard shortcut for making the ribbon disappear. The way to get it back is just hold down control and hit F1 again. There's your ribbon, back again and ready to be used. Practically speaking, you might even want to start using this shortcut intentionally, because when the ribbon is gone, it gives you more screen space for your actual document, so you might find it handy just to turn it off and on as you need it. Word actually has lots of keyboard shortcuts built in. You can hit Control-P to print. Control-Z, like in Zebra, is to undo the last action that you just did. And Control-F is to find a particular word or phrase anywhere in the document. I list a few of these keyboard shortcuts for Word over on my website at computertutorflorida.com/030. And the one I think is the best one to use all the time is Control S, like in Save. This saves your work so that if something unexpected does happen, you know you don't need to panic because your document is already saved. For me, I much prefer using the keyboard whenever possible instead of the mouse because I find it just much faster. So keyboard shortcuts are a great thing to get familiar with to make Microsoft Word faster and easier to use. Do you have a question about how to do something in Microsoft Word, Excel, Windows, or some other popular program? Let me know. I might use it on a future episode. Now, keep in mind, it should be something that would be relevant to a lot of computer users. So if your question is, hey, Scott, how do I get my Lotus 1-2-3 spreadsheet installed on my Windows 98 computer if the floppy disk drive doesn't work? Well, I probably would not use that one for a podcast topic. anyone even remember Lotus? That was a long time ago. Anyway, call in your questions or comments to my podcast voicemail at 727-386-9468. It's available 24/7, and it's never answered by a human. So that's it for today. I'll see you back here next Monday with another computer tip.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.